Thank you. Premiere recording of the Book of Signs, Concerto for Two Guitars by Leo Brouwer. The Brazil guitar duo was joined by the Delaware Symphony Orchestra, conducted by David Amado. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. If you'd like more information about this week's program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find out about some of the other work we do, including our Music and Medicine program, which presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. You can also find out about our exciting new public television program for PBS stations nationwide. That's called American Classic. That address again is classicalguitaralive.org. This is a set of variations from 1546 by Alonso Mudarra, his Fantasia No. 10. Oscar Caceres performing the Fantasia No. 10 by Alonso Mudarra. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. There are many benefits to classical music, such as entertainment and education, but certainly none more worthy than healing. For over 10 years, Classical Guitar Alive has presented hundreds of hospital and hospice performances in its innovative music and medicine program. You can find out more on our website, classicalguitaralive.org. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with flamenco-inspired music by Danish guitarist Kåre Norge. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Danish guitarist Kåre Norge performing his own piece, Danza del Alegria. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation and Mike and Patty Morgan, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations and is heard worldwide on the web. Our other projects include our public television program for PBS stations nationwide, American Classic, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin Economic Development Department and by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced at the studios of KMFA in Austin, Texas, with additional engineering support by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website and listen online anytime, classicalguitaralive.org. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Through Tree